Financial inclusion is defined as the provision of financial services at affordable cost to disadvantaged and low-income segments of society to achieve greater overall access. One initiative which the government is moving to introduce as part of efforts to boost financial inclusion in Jamaica is agent banking. We explore agent banking on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
The world has set away.
Oh, I'm to you now, Janet.
I'm going to lose money because I have to go to the bank tomorrow morning.
No matter what the riddles and things, just talk straight.
I have to go to the bank tomorrow morning and you know my bank done far already. By the time I go, do what I have to do, I'm going to end up reach work late and then I'm going to dock me for the day. And it's not like what I'm going to do, I'm going to take long, you know. I just want to check for change.
But look from when I tell you for change bank. I can just do as I done.
Look now, Mary. Other than the fact that my bank far, I don't have no problem with my bank. I don't want to start a new account. I just wish something could have gone, so I don't have to lose out. Just for do like a business at the bank.
Janet and persons like her will be pleased to know that pretty soon, agent banking will come on stream, solving the problem of having to deal directly with your bank. Under this process, third-party non-banking businesses such as supermarkets, gas stations, hardware stores, money transfer and remittance operations, and lottery outlets can obtain authorization to conduct specific transactions on behalf of banks. In November last year, the government approved the Banking Services Deposit-Taking Institution's Agent Banking Regulations, which establishes the framework for the implementation of agent banking. Among the services allowed under the framework are deposits and withdrawals, payment of bills and loan repayments, electronic transfer of funds, account balance inquiries, and the collection of customer due diligence documentation for services.
We are making banking services more accessible to the people, and we have to do that if we are to move perceptibly from an informal to a more formal economy. This now allows banks to bring services closer to the population, such as deposits and withdrawals, payment of bills and loans, and electronic transfer of funds.
Finance Minister Audley Shaw. Mr. Shaw notes that considerable effort has been made in drafting the regulations surrounding agent banking to ensure that strong regulatory oversight is provided by the Bank of Jamaica.
This widening of the channels of delivery of banking services to include non-bank agents creates an increased risk to the financial services sector, which has to be met with adequate regulation of this area. As such, the agent banking regulation seeks to prescribe the application process, eligibility requirements, responsibilities, obligations, and other applicable considerations that will be applicable.
Some of the key requirements for applicants include information about their business, number of years in operation, financial performance, and profitability. Consideration will also be given to the physical and logistical security of the business or place where the activity is conducted. The applicant will also be required to provide audited financial statements as well as evidence that his or her business is in good regulatory standing.
We encourage the commercial banks to take every opportunity to scope out the whole island for their agent banking services so that we can provide more services and create greater financial inclusion to our citizens.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Vaughn Davis. Studio engineer Andre Sawyer is inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
See ya, boss. I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy.
The road is
yo,
slow today.
Tap your noise. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.